You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, y'all, what's up? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. Y'all, I don't even have time for, only thing I got time for today is to give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Y'all, I just came on here to testify. You hear me? I got a testimony. Oh my goodness, y'all. And I feel like, so I'm asking the Holy Spirit just to help me get it out, because I already feel like it's so much that I want to say, but I just want to encourage you by sharing this testimony with you. Y'all, oh my goodness. Whew. I'm going to try to get through this without crying. Come on, fun. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and I'm about to give y'all this testimony. Whew. Amos 9:13-15 says, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once, and everywhere you look, blessings. That's the Message translation. Y'all, this is my testimony today. God has come through in a mighty way this week, and I give him all the praise and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whoo, y'all, let me try to get this out. Whoo, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Okay, y'all. First of all, y'all already know I be praying all the time, every day. I share my conversations with y'all that I have with God. So I have been praying back at the end of last year, 2019. I got that seed in the ground. If y'all go back and look at those blogs from end of 2019, I was talking about getting a seed in the ground before the new year began. So the Lord had told me to do a nonprofit. Now, I'm going to tell y'all, when he said it, I was like, Lord, are you sure? Because, and yes, I asked the Lord, was he sure? I'm like, because, you know, I like prophets. You know, I'm a for-profit kind of girl. And he said, I know who I created you to be. So I went through the process, and it is very much a process of getting a nonprofit established. But the Lord told me to get it established and to submit for a 501c3, you know, status with the IRS. And so y'all, I had been praying about it. I submitted my paperwork. I formed the company in very end of December, like December 28th. I submitted my IRS paperwork around January 22nd. So I had been praying for this nonprofit paperwork, you know, to come through, right? And I was like, Lord, I'm already believing that it's done because you the one told me to do this, right? But you know, you be waiting, and sometimes you be like, okay, where is it? And then, mind you, I don't even know why I'm trying to rush for it to come in, because I honestly don't know all that God has for me to do with it. You know, he hasn't given me the full vision, but he gave me enough to do the paperwork. So y'all, one testimony is I got my approval letter. It says, dear applicant, we're pleased to tell you we determined you're exempt from federal income tax under IRS section 501c3. Donors can deduct contributions they make to you under IRS section 170. You are qualified to receive tax deductible bequests, devices, transfers, or gifts under all these different sections. But oh my God, Jesus! Woo! Hallelujah! Y'all. So that happened on Wednesday. And I guess the reason I didn't tell y'all is because of what's coming up next. Because I didn't tell y'all that it happened. Okay, next. So y'all, I've been dealing with car issues for the last year. Oh, okay. Been dealing with car issues for the last year. And most recently, my truck, the air stopped working. And it really didn't stop working. My air stopped working a long time ago. I got it fixed. But when the guy fixed it, it didn't have my temperature control anymore. It was just like straight up air, right? It just blew out air. So, of course, when winter came a couple of years ago, I just dealt with it. Like, I just, you know, dealt with it being cold in my truck. And I didn't complain. I just didn't go a whole lot of places in the wintertime. And the heat was working in the back, so my kids could feel heat in the back. But in the front seat, mommy was cold. So when winter came, this past winter, I told a guy, I was like, I cannot do another winter with just air blowing out. I got to do something. So he went under there and did some stuff, right? So I was able to not have air blowing out. Now I'm getting heat from the motor, all of that. Okay. So y'all, it done got hot again. So I'm like, okay, now I needed to switch back over to air because this heat on my feet, on my whole self is just too much. It's hot out here. Y'all, he couldn't put it back on the air. Another part was necessary. Y'all. Ooh, okay. I'm trying not to cry. Come on, fun. All right. So I've been driving around with my truck with no air for the last, since it's been hot, basically, because it wasn't bothering me when it wasn't hot. So y'all, it's been hot lately though. And then when it rains, you know, you can't like have the windows down when it's raining because then you're going to get wet, but you can't have them up because it's hot outside and it's raining. So y'all, it's just been a thing, right? So, oh my goodness. In November of 2019, I put this specific truck on my vision board and I put a little picture of myself on the truck on the vision board, right? And then my family and friends laughed because they were like, what? You got a little picture of yourself. But I had to see myself in the truck. So in November 2019, I put this, my family had a vision board party during Thanksgiving and I put this truck on my vision board and I cropped out a little picture of myself and I put myself in the driver's seat. And to be honest, on one occasion, I went to the dealership ahead of God. Let me tell you, it was ahead of God. It wasn't time yet. And that's what he told me. He's like, nope, it's not time yet. It's not time for you to get that truck yet. See, the reason why it wasn't time was because there were some debts that I had not paid. They hadn't been paid yet. And how was that going to look? I'm riding around in a new vehicle, talk about I'm blessed, and I'm still slave to the lender, right? And to be honest and all the way transparent, it was my mama. I still owe my mama. I'm giving it to y'all as raw as possible because I know this testimony is going to help somebody. So y'all, the testimony is this, even during a pandemic, even when things are just seeming like, you know, everything is going crazy, the Lord is blessing during a pandemic. In the same month, y'all, I paid my mother off June 1st of this month. I paid off my mom. And yesterday, the Lord released what I know and I believe was already mine, but I had to be fully obedient to get it. Y'all, you hear me? When I tell you that it could only be God for all of this to happen to me, it could only be God. I did not know how he was going to do it. I did not know when he was going to do it, but I just stayed faithful. And even staying faithful, it was hard sometimes. I'm telling you, yesterday it was really hard. It was really hard to be with my children. We took my son to get his haircut. You know, with the coronavirus, everything is changing. So you can't go into the barbershop. Only the person that's going in can go. And, you know, they got to take your temperature and face mask you and everything. So my daughter and I are sitting and waiting. My son and I and my daughter were all waiting in the car because it wasn't his turn yet. So we're sitting in this hot truck because it's kind of raining a little bit. Oh, Jesus, y'all. Y'all don't know. And I was just like, Lord, something's got to give. Something has got to change. And so let me give y'all a little backstory. Back in January, with no idea how I was going to even get the truck or nothing, right? I actually had just had a contract that I was working on to end. in January. But the dealership that I had already been to and told them, you know, expressed my interest in this particular vehicle, they told me, they came back and told me, they were like, hey, you can order this truck, order exactly what you want, and we won't require the normal payment. Like, in order to order a vehicle, you normally have to pay money, like $1,000, okay? But probably between 500, they probably would have let me get away with 500. I don't know. But the guy said, you could come in. He said, my manager said, you can come in and order what you want without paying. This was not normal. This was favor from God. So yeah, I went right on up there and ordered what I wanted, the color I wanted, the seats, how I wanted the seats to be. I wanted the interior to be all of that. Right. I didn't know how I was going to pay for this truck. I didn't know any of this, y'all. None of it. When I say none of it, I really mean none of it. I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I went up there and ordered what I want. I was nervous when he said it would be here in a few months. I was like, Lord, how are you going to do it? How am I going to do this? How, Lord? He kept reminding me, though, that his ways are not my ways. In his word, Isaiah 55:8 says, his thoughts are not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. So, y'all, I walked into the dealership yesterday because the guy called like a few weeks ago and said it was on the way. It would be here like around, you know, this time of June. And I was like, okay. And I'm still trying to figure out, Lord, how you going to do this? Y'all, whoo, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I walked into the dealership and they told me the car already had my name on it and they treated me like I had already signed all the paperwork and everything, y'all. When I tell y'all, I didn't have to show them nothing. Not. Okay, y'all. Sorry for the abrupt cutoff. But y'all, I did not have to show them any bank statements, any income statements. I didn't have to do nothing. I literally walked in. And it was like the Lord had already said, go get what's yours. Go get it. Y'all know that Mary Mary song, go get it, go get your blessing. Why was that song playing on my way home in my new vehicle? Because that's another thing. In my old vehicle, my radio wasn't working. Y'all. Whew. Y'all, see, you can look at a person and think you know what's going on with them. You know, you think you can see them. You can see them from afar. And you think like, oh, everything's all. You don't know. You don't know if their car got air in it or not. You don't know if they radio working or not. You don't know their story. You don't know. You don't know. But y'all, I'm so excited. I'm in awe. Y'all, your girl got a new ride. It's the one I ordered. I walked in and pretty much got the keys. Whew, my God, y'all, I'm just in awe this morning. And I just had to come on the podcast. I was like, Lord, I already know what this podcast is going to be. It is me vocally acknowledging God for answering my prayer because I want you to be encouraged to hang in there. To hang in there. I don't know who this is for, my God. But you have been praying. You've been crying. You've been saying, Lord, when is it coming? When? And the word of God in Amos said, it won't be long now. It won't be long now. Y'all. Hang in there. Ask for what you want. Believe in faith that you will get it and it will happen for you too because Romans 2:11 says God treats everybody the same. He is no respecter of persons. Okay, so if it can happen for me, I know it can happen for you. I can't even tell y'all how much I have prayed, praised, cried, and thank the Lord for these blessings that have come. As Amos 9:13 says, one on the heel of another. So this morning, this Saturday morning, you keep praying. You keep believing. You keep trusting. And just know, it won't be long now. Hallelujah. It will not be long now. It will not be long now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give the Lord all the glory and all the praise for everything that he has done for me. Amen. All right, y'all, that is the wrap up for today's Testimonial Saturday. Ooh-wee! Y'all, I'm beyond grateful. I'm just overwhelmed. Like, I literally am overwhelmed by God. Like, I am overwhelmed. Oh, so good. God is so good. He is so faithful. I want y'all to make sure you check out the scriptural surprise from this morning. It was Psalms 114 through Psalms 118. Read each one of those psalms, each one of those chapters, y'all. Whew, really, really good. And I said, oh, Lord, I'm telling y'all, the Lord is so faithful. Like, I literally randomly opened my Bible to those psalms on today, Testimonial Day, and it's talking about God being faithful. His faithful love endures forever. Just read it, y'all. So good. So what are your assignments for today? First of all, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And then, I really don't even have a number two. I really don't. I really don't. But maybe number two is, what are you waiting on God to answer your prayer in? What is it that you're waiting on? I pray that I have encouraged you this morning with this testimonial. I pray because the scripture says they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So I feel my strength renewed this morning, and I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Whatever it is that you are waiting on God for, make sure you have done all that you were supposed to do. And then when you do, the blessings will be released. See, I couldn't get a new ride. I couldn't get a new ride until I paid my mama off. Wasn't going to happen. The Lord said, you're not about to get a new ride and you still owe your mama. And my mama never, to be honest, my mom never even asked me about it. But Lord, thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful right now, y'all. I'm so thankful. All right, y'all. I'm going to let y'all go because this podcast and everything is being published late today, but it's still going to get out. Praise the Lord. I love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all on Monday. Stay tuned for Sunday's segment, Our Conversations with God. We got a new guest coming up that's going to share how she hears from God. So make sure you be online tomorrow, in tune for that on Sunday. All right. I love y'all.